Muslim community leaders from Bob Katter's North Queensland electorate say they're shocked and dismayed by his hardline stance on Muslim immigration. The federal MP and leader of Katter's Australian Party has described as magnificent this week's speech by his Senate colleague, Fraser Anning, a speech that called for a ban on Muslim immigration. But those who consider Mr. Katter their longtime friend say that's not the man who's helped them over the years. Shani Kim reports.
Eggplants and mint.
Abdul Ghani Muhammad is a cane farmer in Bob Katter's electorate and has known him for 30 years.
He's come here to our place three or four times and had dinner with us, and he's always had the utmost respect for the whole family.
Mr. Muhammad's father came to Australia from what is now Pakistan in 1900 and brought Islam to North Queensland. He says he feels hurt and betrayed that Mr. Katter, a man he considers a friend, has adopted a hardline stance against Muslim immigration.
How can he say what he said? I'd like to talk to Bob about that, see what he's got to say. Ask him, is that the real Bob or not? Or is he just saying it because this bloke is new in his party and he's got to stand up for him? I'll have a go at him next time I see him.
Mr. Katter says he was happy to write a letter to help the local Muslim community keep their imam for longer.
I would do it, and I would do it again, and I would do it again. Don't ever call them Muslims. These are Australians. They happen to have a religion. That's their business, nobody else's. And they said, this bloke is preaching the gospel of peace, and we need him to stay here.
But he maintains his opposition to Muslim immigration, despite criticism from Mr. Muhammad.
I'm sorry that they feel hurt and betrayed. I mean, I don't think Fraser in a million years would say a word against good Australians, and they are all good Australians, right? But, you know, we have got to protect ourselves. I mean, surely someone should be talking about our immigration policy that is bankrupting us and drowning our values.
Benjamin Murat is a farmer and imam in Mareeba, which is also in Bob Katter's electorate.
I was quite saddened to hear those comments. We've known Bob for a long, long time, and these sort of thoughts and comments regarding Muslims has never come out with Bob. He's been helpful and supportive. So we just don't understand what's happened for this to all have changed. People are arriving to Australia. Who knows what they've experienced over there in calamities, loss of life, family. And we've welcomed them, and it's been very nice of the Australian people to welcome them here and to care for them and show that beautiful Australian hospitality. And we just need to give them a bit of time to assimilate. We've been in Australia now, in this North Queensland area, for 90-odd years. We're Australians. We love this country as much as any other Australian love, as much as Bob loved Australia. I'm still saddened by these comments.
Mareeba imam and farmer Benjamin Murat ending that report from Shani Kim.